Good morning. I'd like to welcome everyone to this Jubilee Sunday, and hopefully you've had a great weekend and had reason to celebrate. It's going to, we hope to have a good service this morning. Again, a couple of announcements that need to be made. For those, whether you're a member or if you're new, there is a connection card to your bulletin. It's one-third of the program, and if you'll tear that off where it's perforated and put that in the collection plate. Deanna will remind you of that, but we encourage you to do that so we can get to know you better and hopefully see where we might be able to touch your lives. Another announcement that we want to make is Deanna has mentioned that the block party on Friday, they made $1,800. So we're very excited about that. And half of that money will go to preschool scholarships. Pardon me. The other half will go to provide summer camps this coming summer. So it's a great opportunity, and we feel very excited that the community supported Deanna and the early childhood programs. In the program, there's other information concerning about what's going on this week in the life of the church, so be sure and review that, look at it, see the things that might affect you or the things that you might want to be interested in. At this time, we'll begin our service, and if you'll bow, we'll have the prelude from Gail.
If you'd please stand, let us sing together, Blessed Be Your Name. You'll find the words to the next two songs on the screens.
Let us pray. We are a blessed people. Give each of us the wisdom to know and understand the unbelievable freedom we have to celebrate and worship as we choose. In this service today, I ask your manifestation of joy to surround us. Help us to celebrate your love, which is given with no strings attached. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Thank you.
may be seated. If the children will now come down front for Kids Corner this morning with Sharon May.
Good morning. Now, I'm not just exactly sure how I'm going to do this because I need my hands to do my bunny rabbits. Thank you so much, Mrs. Spencer. All right. Well, today I want to talk to you about being different. Has anybody ever made fun of you or teased you because you were different? Like, maybe you have red hair instead of brown or blonde, or you have to wear glasses and all the rest of your friends don't. Well, there's lots of reasons that people might make fun of you, but I'm going to tell you a little story, and maybe the next time somebody teases you, you won't feel so bad. Once there was a little rabbit named Lily. Now, Lily lived in the forest in a briar patch, but she was very sad. She had lots of friends, but ever so often somebody would tease her because, you see, her ears flop down. They're kind of long, and they just wouldn't stand up. Well, her friend Benjamin said, "Well, Lily, let's try putting sticks in your ears and see if that will help your ears stand up." Well, it didn't really work. And besides, Lily said, "That hurts." "Well," Benjamin said, whose ears stood up, "let's just try clipping them together with a clothespin from Mama's clothesline and see if that will work." Well, they just kept flopping over. "And that hurt too." "Oh, Benjamin," Lily said, "I'm just never going to be normal." Well, Benjamin said, "I've got an idea. Why don't you hang upside down, and then your ears will stand up straight, and everything will be fine." Well, the problem with that was Lily couldn't hop around and play, and she got a little dizzy. Well, Benjamin said, "Well, the only thing to do then is to tie my ears down." And so they put a ribbon around his ears, and they tried to tie his ears down. "Huh? What'd you say, Lily? I can't hear you, Lily." That wasn't going to work. Well, Lily went home, and she was so sad. And her mom says, "What's the matter, Lily?" And Lily says, "Oh, Mama, I'm just never going to be normal. I'm never going to be like the other bunnies in the briar patch." Well, Lily, Mama said, "Normal is whatever you happen to be. God loves you very much, and he made you unique, different. He wanted you with floppy ears, so that's the way it's supposed to be. The Bible tells us that we are fearfully and wonderfully made, and God's works are wonderful." Lily smiled for the first time and said, "You mean God wants me to be different?" Mama yet nodded yes. And Lily hopped up and ran outside to play with her friends. And the next time somebody wanted to tease Lily about being different, she just thought, "God made me this way, and if he's happy, I am too." So next time, if somebody teases you, just remember, God made you the way you are. And that's perfectly okay. Let's pray. Dear God, help us to remember that we are indeed fearfully and wonderfully made, and we are just the way you want us to be. Each one of us is perfect in your sight, even though we may look different to others. We are so glad you love us and that you sent Jesus to tell us how special we are. Help us to show love to others every day. Amen. Okay, if you'll get your cups, then when you come back up, there'll be a little dish of candy for you to take some back to your seat. Thank you.
Gather Hymn of Praise while the children are collecting coin for missions. Page 707. A reminder here that there are dishes you'll see on a table in the back. They're from the kitchen. And if yours are there, please take them because what's left over they're going to put in the church garage sale. So check today before you leave. And at this time, if Ray Cohen will come up, he has a ministry minute.
Good morning. Even though Jubilee Days is finishing up today, we're already starting for Heritage Days. We're in the planning stages now. We will have a barbecue cook-off again this year. Games, and we're adding more games as every time we come up with something, Debbie comes up with an idea and says, make it happen. So we're doing the best to make it happen. We're doing a tie contest. What you need to do is find the ugliest tie you can find, decorate it up, enter it for $1, then everybody's going to vote on it for $0.25. The winner, Pastor Eric, is going to wear all Sunday long through both services. So we really need to make them as bad as possible because it's only going to help him. This year is going to be great. Last year, we ended up giving $89 to the Benevolence Fund and the Warm House. This year, we want to do by far more than that. We need a lot of volunteers. We're going to have a garage sale that Deanna mentioned a second ago. 18th and 19th? Third weekend in June, Friday and Saturday. So anything that you see in your basement or anywhere you want to get rid of, bring it in, give it to us, let us sell it so that we can pay off everything for Heritage Days and do a lot better this year than we did last year. We'll have booths out here and everything. We'll take anything.
Mentioned that applying to things after you work
Yeah, it has to work. So if you're going to give a microwave or something like that, it's got to work. Otherwise, Debbie makes me fix it. And Julie beats me every week because of all the junk that I've got at our house that I have to fix. So please, make sure it works and bring it in and give it up. If you want it back, if it doesn't sell, we'll let you know the Sunday after the garage sale and you can pick it back up, or we're going to give it to the Warm House or the thrift store up on the hill so that they can make something. Yeah, clothes will go to the Giving Tree. Yeah, and that's over here by the pig's tail. Please go by and look at all the stuff Tammy has and give her some business too. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Ray. If you would, I remind you this morning to please take your bulletin home with you. There are names in here of those that are needing our prayers, some for sickness, some for deaths, some in the circumstances of where their lives have them at this point in time. So I ask that you take this with you this week, keep it by your prayer chair, and remember them in your prayers. Also, I ask that you remember Pastor Eric and Dave Bollinger as they are at our Missouri Annual Conference, that they also be kept in your prayers, and that they have safe travel home when it's time for them to return. If you would, please bow your heads with me. God, we come to you this morning because it's the right thing to do. Because we need to feel your presence in our lives. We know you're there for us. We know you hear us. We come here because strength comes from us being together. You've put these wonderful Christian people in our lives that help us in our daily walk. Because from Sunday to Sunday, there are days in between that we're not here in this building together. But the wonderful thing is, our paths cross during the week. We get strength from each other. We're there for each other. And for that, we're each and every one very, very thankful. We ask that you go with us this week, keeping you first and foremost in our lives, always relying on you, remembering to be quiet and listen. We ask that you be with Randy this morning as he brings us your message, that we may grow even more. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Good morning again. And I realized when the praise team started, typically Eric stands right up, and I knew at that point that I needed to stay seated and not talk through this. So you're blessed that you didn't hear me talk or sing. A couple of other things that you need to be aware of. A couple of weeks ago, we had an all-church meeting, and different ones were here, and we talked about the possibility of hiring an associate pastor. And at that time, there was discussion, and the process that had been going on for several months was to ultimately get to that point, and then as a result of that meeting, the Ad Council, I think on the 27th, voted unanimously to hire an associate pastor for the Warsaw Church. So that is a great celebration, as you know, and Joanne and I try to keep track of the money. It is a leap of faith. We have to step out there. Many times it makes us a little nervous to do that. But as the church has grown and the activities have grown, we're all a part of an exciting activity, and we want to continue that in Christ's kingdom. So the Pastor Parish Committee, many of you are on that committee, will start that process of doing the interviews and trying to find people that would be appropriate or would be appropriate candidates for this position. So we need to pray for that, that the right person will be brought to us, and then as we move forward in the life of this church, we need to be excited and give support to whoever that person may be. At this time, if you'll find your Bible, if you brought one, or if you didn't, in the Pew Bible, I'll ask you to turn to Psalms 28:7. That's our scripture lesson today. And once you have that, if you'll stand, we'll do the Bible pledge. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I can do what it says I can do. I can have what it says I can have. Today I will be taught the Word of God. I boldly confess that my mind is alert and my heart is receptive. I am about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, ever-living seed of the Word of God. I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I will never be the same. In Jesus' name, amen. This is the Word of God. Psalms 28:7, the Lord is my strength and my shield. In Him my heart trusts. So I am helped and my heart exults. And with my song, I give thanks to Him. Okay, you may be seated. Today is a great day. It's a weekend of celebration, and as any Sunday should be, this is a day to celebrate. And I encourage you and ask, when you come to church, when you go about doing whatever it is, we need to celebrate this moment, what we're doing right now, as we step out and begin a new week. Each day as we begin our day, we have the possibility to help determine what direction we may go in our daily walk, whether it's going to work, whether it's dealing with some problem at home, whatever it may be. We can be happy, sad, we can be belligerent, we can be, you know, kind of cooperative, we can be contrary, or maybe we're just someplace there in the middle and we're not sure which direction we go. And some of those things that will that happen to us will determine whether we're going to be happy or sad or whatever it may be. But we each have some control of that, and hopefully by the time we're done today, we'll have some examples and we'll have some ideas as to how we can make that Christian walk and our regular daily walk a little better. Throughout the Bible, there are stories about people who celebrate and show their joy of knowing God's love. And we try to learn those stories when we're children, or if we're so inclined as adults, if we have a Bible study, we try to pick those up. A couple of examples of celebration was when the Israelites were trying to escape the Egyptians, and God parted the Red Sea, which is something that's pretty hard for all of us to understand. That's one of those God things. But when they reached the other side, they celebrated. They sang, they danced, and the sea came back on the Egyptians and saved them. They had reason, they had been freed. So they had a celebration, and how they celebrated was one of the great stories in the Bible. Another example of that is Jesus going to the wedding in Cana of Galilee. And if you'll remember, that's the first place that Jesus performed a miracle, when he turned the water into wine. And that was a celebration. As we all know, weddings are one of those happy occasions. So, you know, everybody wants to be happy. That was the first one of Jesus' story. Today, we have reasons to celebrate. It's Jubilee Day weekend. And in Warsaw, that's always a big deal. There's lots of things going on starting the middle of the week with baby contests and queen contests and all the way through the carny, all that stuff that goes on. And it's a situation where the people that are putting it on, it's a lot of hard work. I don't know if Brenda's here today, but Brenda Kreisel was chair of the entire event this year. That's a lot of work, and she needs to be commended for her hard work, but she had lots of people that helped her. There are others that come back, people that used to live here, especially a lot of young people get together. It's a time for a reunion or just to get together with old friends and see how everybody's doing. It's also an opportunity for people who are the first time that they've ever been to Warsaw, first time they've been to Jubilee Days, they are celebrating what we celebrate here in Warsaw, you know, kind of a small river town in central Missouri, and they hopefully see that we're having a good time and we're joyful for us being here. Another celebration that this church has is in 2010, this is the 160th anniversary of this congregation, and that truly is something to be excited about. As you well know, this church began about a block down the street, and then we've been here ever since. And in the life of that church, we've gone through happy times, sad times, births, deaths. We try to support one another, and it's a great testament to God that this congregation has continued, and those of you that are experiencing this is a wonderful time in the life of this church because we're growing. There's lots of fun things going on, and that's what we need. That's what we are asked to do, I think. On a personal note, just so you'll know, this weekend we're celebrating a lot of birthdays. Marsha and I's grandson back here, he turned one this week, so we've got lots of reasons to celebrate there. And kind of on the other end, we have a dear friend, Velma, who is turning 84. Dad, I think he's here somewhere, turned 88. And Marsha's dad, Bill, turned 94, all within the last week or so. So we've kind of gone the full gamut there, close to 100 years. So that is a reason to celebrate. And we need to take those times, relish those moments, so that we'll remember them and look at what's going on. Richard Foster describes the dynamics of joy in a unique way. He's got 3 points. Joy is like love. It's more abundant if you give it freely. Joy is either spontaneous or anticipatory. And joy brings strength. The first observation is that joy, it's like love. The more you give it away, and if you give it away freely, it means more to you. Joy has an unlimited supply. It's not like a natural resource that might run out. Joy is in your head, and it can go forever. Those of us, we all probably know somebody that sometimes are a little stingy with their joy. And those people are a little less, popular to be around. And I think maybe some of them think that they need to house that joy and they can only use it on certain occasions. But that's not the case. When we get ready to go to an event, to a meeting, when we go to work every day, you know, the attitude that we have, that we bring to that situation, hopefully we can make ourselves come with an idea that at least part of that will be joyful. That experience will be good. A second observation is that there are 2 kinds of joy, spontaneous and anticipatory. An anticipatory joy would be, for instance, if you were talking about music. If you either composed the music or if you were the director that's putting together a concert and writing who's going to be playing what, you are anticipating the joy that other people are going to be having when they experience that concert or that music or that event. On the other hand, would be if you're sitting in the audience and if it's a rock concert and, you know, people around you are flicking their bics, or if you're sitting in a symphony and everybody is kind of moved and lulled into something, that is a spontaneous joy. You're enjoying the moment. You had nothing to do with the production of that, but the spontaneous joy is one that brings joy to your heart. A third dynamic of joy is strength. Joy energizes us. It gives us strength. It makes us feel good. Foster writes, celebration brings joy into our life, and joy makes us strong. The scripture tells us that the joy of the Lord is our strength. And if you remember my comment as I read Psalms 28:7, the Lord is my strength and my shield. In him my heart's trust, so I am helped and my heart exults. And with my song, I give thanks to him. As you think about the style of your celebration, you all know, either yourself or other people, that there are some people that are quiet, some are loud, some are demonstrative, some are reserved. But we need to remember that always we are celebrating God's creation of us and our existence. And one of the things that I came upon is the word come, C-O-M-E. And if you will think about those letters, it will kind of help you maybe think about that. C is for compassion. O is for obedience. M is for music. And E is for eating. Oh, yeah. One of the best-kept secrets of our humanity is compassion. It heals us. It heals the people around us. Compassion is spring water for the soul, or as the Dalai Lama has said, a mind committed to compassion is like an overflowing reservoir, a constant source of energy. Jesus offers us that living water. He teaches us that compassion is listening to one another. It's a compassionate smile or an eye contact with someone, a smiling face, loving words, a warm heart. Or maybe the best part of that compassion is just someone who laughs with us. You know, the joy of laughter can be great. A couple of good examples of this kind of celebration is when King David danced with the Torah, celebrating and guiding God's people. He celebrated what God had given both to his people and to the what the future held for those people. And one of the things that, of course, I didn't realize, and I'm certainly not a Bible scholar, but when I mentioned to Eric about this, he said not only did he celebrate, but he danced in the nude. Said he took all of his clothes off and danced. And I said, how do you know that? And he said, it's recorded. And I said, well, people celebrate in different ways. You know, that's each to his own. Another example of this, and I think we've got a clip of this that I'll have Doug run here for you. Just a second.
Kathy, see you tomorrow.
Good night, Doc. Take care of that throat. You're a big singing star now, remember? This California dew was just a little heavier than usual tonight.
Really? From where I stand, the sun is shining all over the place.
Thank you.
I'm singing in the rain, just singing in the rain. What a glorious feeling, I'm happy again. I'm laughing at clouds so dark up above. The sun's in my heart and I'm ready for love. Let the stormy clouds chase everyone from the place. Come on with the rain, I've a smile on my face. I walk down the lane with a happy refrain, just singing, singing in the rain. Dancing in the rain, yeah, 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 yeah. I'm happy again. I'm singing and dancing in the
of us don't express our joy and celebrate as Gene Kelly did in that little quip, but it's a little bit different than King David dancing with the Torah and the Bible. But this is something that many of us have seen. You know, he was soaked. He didn't have a care in the world. He'd realized that he was in love and he was celebrating. And that's a way for many of us to either show or hopefully respond to that celebration or to show our joy. Another way that we show joy is here in this sanctuary. We sing old hymns, we sing new hymns, we have praise music, and everybody has their favorites. We've got lots of ways that we go about showing our joy in the form of music. Henry Van Dyke's famous words in one of our hymns that we all know and recognize is "Joyful, joyful, we adore thee." And if Deanna would sing through one of those verses, I want you to listen to those words. That's one of those songs that we all recognize, and it makes us feel good when we hear that, and it's something that we need to experience as we're going through that. A fourth way of celebrating is eating. That's, remember, we've had C-O-M-E, and many times we wonder, I'm sure you're wondering, what's eating got to do with that? What's that got to do with church? But if you think about it, when you celebrate, eating many, many times is part of that package. You know, whether it's birthdays, whether it's a promotion, retirement, anytime people get together to celebrate, eating is part of that. But I read here, you know, where gluttony, eating or gluttony is one of the seven deadly sins. And for many Americans, it truly is a real battle for people. But we need to remember, and of course, we all like to eat, as Sharon attested. It's one of those things that we have to eat to keep us going, but it's also one of those things we really like to do. And so many times we look at ways that we can celebrate. One example is Jesus talking about the parable of the feast. And if you'll remember, in many of the stories in the New Testament, when Jesus was talking or was with a group of people, many, many times it was around food. It was around, getting together, going to someone's house. That was always an honor for Jesus to come into their home to do that. Recently, a friend sent me a story on this, and some of you may have heard this before. It was an elderly woman who wanted to be prepared when she died. She was in good health, but she kind of felt like she needed to be prepared. She wanted to kind of have things in order. So she called her pastor and said, "Pastor, come over. I've got some stuff I want to talk to you about." And they went through all the stuff that they needed to do. She picked out the hymns she wanted sung, picked out the scriptures that she wanted, and she said, "I've got two final requests." And the preacher said, "Well, what is that?" And she said, "When they put me in the casket and I'm laying there, I have the Bible in my left hand and I want a fork in my right hand." And he kind of thought about that, and he said, "Well, I can understand the Bible, but," he said, "what about the fork?" And she kind of hesitated and said, in all the years that I've been coming to church events and socials and that type of thing, when it was time for the dishes to be removed from the table and whoever was picking those up would say, "You can keep your fork," I always knew something better was coming. I knew it wasn't going to be Jell-O or pudding. And hopefully it was going to be pie or cake. And she said, "And I want you to remember that when I'm laying there in the casket and I have the Bible in one hand and the fork is there, people are going to say, 'Pastor, what's the fork for?' Your response is to say, 'I know something better is coming.'" And that's the way we should always look at life and what's going to happen either the next day or hopefully a long time from now. So as we leave this service today, hopefully You've had fun celebrating Jubilee Days, and you've had a joyful heart. We need to remember that as we go through our daily walk on whatever it is, whether it's, you know, just a regular day or if it's for some particular celebration, you know, as we come to this time of joy with compassion, obedience, music, and eating, we need to remember to keep that fork in our right hand, and because we know and we hope that more celebration is yet to come. And we always expect and we need to know that Christ has asked us for him to ask, what can he do for us? We need to in turn ask what we can do for him. Amen.
If you would please stand and take out your blue hymnals and turn to page 89. We are going to sing the first, second, and fourth verses together. Seated. At this time, let us continue our worship as we take up our morning offering. I'd also remind you to put your connection card in the basket.
what you have blessed us with. We ask also that you take these gifts, that they may spread the joy that Randy has described to us, reaching out to other people and helping them in their lives. We ask you bless the giver. In Jesus' name we pray.
If you'll join me in our closing song, we'll sing the chorus of Blessed Be the Name.
Today, we ask that you be joyful. We ask that Christ's love surround each and every one of you, and hopefully you spread it forward. So I say, go in peace and ask for God's blessings upon you. Amen.